from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, tackle Don Barclay! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. And tonight, we mean it. We are live. So if I screw up, we will not be able to fix it. Green Bay, 38. Kansas City, 28. And the game was not as close as that final score. What an effort by the fellas, huh? Yeah. We'll be talking about that. But for now, let's say hello to the band Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Timeout. Audible. Tell you what, you remember when the Packers were involved with Pitch Perfect, the movie? Yeah. Well, tonight's guest was part of that group. So rather than do our normal introduction, I thought I might show you a clip we did when the guys... We are live. While the guys were out in Hollywood. Roll it, please. Hi, everyone. Larry McCarron, and I know what you're thinking. Sharpie, Hollywood, and that's a good thought because we are in Tinseltown, and we are all dressed up with some place to go. Tonight, the world premiere of Pitch Perfect 2, the movie starring the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, this is a surprise.
I don't think you're ready for this because my body's too...
We are staked out, waiting for the stars to arrive, especially the green and gold stars. You're a big part of the scene with the Green Bay Packers. How was it?
That was the best time. It was like we had a party for 3 days. And from what I could tell, the guys really had a good time, too. They absolutely brought it. They were in it to win it, that's for sure.
Did you have a favorite among the guys?
I kind of had a little onset crush on TJ, yeah.
Anna, Green Bay, Green Bay, Anna, Green Bay, Anna, Green Bay. Pitch slapped. You're like the Clint Eastwood of this deal. You're the producer, the director, you star in the show. You're all over the credits. So why don't you take the mic and talk to the guys about the performance here.
I will. Clay, how was your experience on Pitch Perfect 2?
Oh, it was fantastic. I had a great time. I'm definitely in over my head, out of my element. But I think people are going to have a lot of fun watching us tonight and whenever they see it, seeing how ridiculous we are, but how much we can sing and dance as well. People will know the Green Bay Packers after tonight.
Josh, step up here. I know you're kind of an intellectual. Are you a method actor, or do you subscribe to the Meisner technique?
Yes.
What are they saying back at Seneca Valley?
I mean, a big difference. They've been teasing about me all day, one stop sign in my hometown. So, you know, it's a big step up from where I'm from. But I'm just happy to be here and, you know, once in a lifetime deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to the pride of Seneca Valley. And this guy could play on my team anytime. Don Barclay.
Larry.
Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Take the far seat, will you? Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Donnie, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me.
Do you mind if I call you Donnie?
No, that's good.
It seems to fit good.
That's what my parents call me.
All right, Don. Okay, we'll get to Pitch Perfect later, but let's talk about you guys' big win over the Chiefs. And something about it was your fast start offensively. I mean, 2 touchdown drives in the first quarter alone. How important was it to your guys' success getting off to that kind of start?
It kind of just goes right along with our game plan. You know, we try to establish that, you know, a fast start, get ahead of the game, and let the defense kind of take their game from there. And the past 2 weeks have kind of worked great out like that. And, we went like touchdown. Then you get the control of the game, you get your running game going, you get the play action pass. So that's what we kind of scheme for.
You mentioned, as a team guy, you mentioned the defense. Here's what they were doing in the meantime during the first quarter. They allowed 9 plays, 4 yards, and forced the Chiefs to punt 3 times. 3 3-and-outs. What a start for them, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see that when we're sitting on the sideline and watching them. I mean, they played a heck of a first quarter, a whole game. I mean, the ending, you know, both sides, we could have finished on offense a little bit better. You know, they could have finished it. But, I mean, they played a heck of a game and stopped Jamaal Charles in that whole first half. And that was impressive.
You know what's impressive, too, is this free play thing. You guys don't just make something out of nothing. You go for the throat when there's a free play. And it was tremendously successful last night.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do. When you get a free play like that, you got to take advantage. Aaron's the best in the business at it. And, you know, it's something that I think you have to work on. We do work on that. You know, we practice it. If someone jumps offside in practice, you know, we'll continue the play. And Coach McCarthy's real big at that, you know, extending the plays offensively and defensively. And I think it shows in the games.
And one of those guys that extends them on a pretty regular basis, especially against Kansas City, Randall Cobb, 3 touchdown catches. And I'm sure his shoulder still bothers him. He's a tough nut, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a competitor. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, he's probably having some pains, but he's going out there and competing his butt off. And, you know, everyone appreciates that in the offensive room.
Donnie, do you ever stop and think that number 12, that Rodgers fella, he ain't normal. I mean, I'd say he's off the charts, but they don't have charts for him. Do you ever wow, even though he's your teammate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's sometimes we'll be in film and we'll be like, how'd that even happen? You know, he'll get us out of something, a certain scenario, and audible to something else. And just the way his mind works, where he could see things coming before it even happens, is just so special. And obviously his execution, I mean, moving throughout the pocket, feeling his pressure, you know, his throws are right on the spot. I mean, he's special, like you said, off the charts.
Donnie, let's talk about your game individually. Much of the time, not all the time, but the far majority of the time, you are going against a guy named Justin Houston. And, folks, this guy gets sacks like most of us get cups of coffee. I mean, he had 22 last year. He had 3 coming into this game. And Donnie, you shut him out. That's a heck of a night, buddy. Donnie, a real source of pride. I mean, I'm sure you took this personal, huh?
Yeah, I mean, took it as a great opportunity, you know, to get out there and show my work, you know, that I put in. And, I mean, like you said, he's a great player. You know, he had definitely the whole package. I mean, not only can he get sacks, I mean, he definitely stops the run good around the league. And, you know, he's what a defensive team would want. And, you know, I just try to give him my best shot.
Well, Donnie, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. The exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Donnie, are you ready?
Yep, that's good.
Okay, folks, here's Mr. Barclay right here, and here's that Houston fella out here. Okay, typical pass protection situation, Don, and let's snap the ball, and we're going to come to the moment of truth here, and he's trying to beat you upfield, and okay, let's stop it right there, okay? And Donnie, I would say that's kind of the moment of truth. Who's going to win this one? What do you think?
Yeah, he did a good job here, kind of getting on the edge and kind of knocking my arm down. You know, I'd like to be in a little bit better position, but at this point, you know, it's just all about your finish in this play. You got to finish and attitude.
Bingo. That's the key word. What's the finish? Okay, stop it right there. Okay. Mr. Big Time Sack Artist, if you'll notice, is laying on his back, and our guest tonight is vertical. Okay, so, but here's where it gets better, and it says so much about Don Barclay. Okay, he tries to get up, Don puts him back down again. Let's see that some more. Donnie, that was relatively nasty. Was it pretty cool?
Oh yeah, I mean, to get him on the ground once was nice, but you get him twice, I mean, that feels pretty good.
I guess so. Well done, Donnie Barclay. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Scotty. Thank you, Third and Short, with guest vocals by Amy. Very well done. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Scotty. And Scotty, I got to tell you, if you can learn and execute the football skill Donnie's about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph. How is that, Scotty?
I'll do my best.
Okay, that's all we can ask. Okay, Donnie, what are we going to learn?
Just establishing your pass set and just timing up your punch. I think first off, you know, if I'm playing right tackle like I was yesterday, I'm always going to want to stay on your inside shoulder to try and take away that rush and always stay between me and the quarterback, or between you and the quarterback.
I'll be the quarterback.
Okay, great. So if you come rush on me, I'm always going to want to stay on your inside, no matter if you go right or left. And then as soon as you come in about arm's length of me, I got to time up my punch. So we'll do like a one-play deal. Does that sound good?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so he comes in. He beat me there. He beat me on the inside.
Okay. Well, let's flip it around. Scotty, you are now the blocker.
Uh-oh.
And Don Barclay is the rusher, and he is out for revenge.
Oh,
good
no.
luck, buddy.
You got to say hut.
Protect me, Scotty.
Ready? Hut.
He executed it.
He's a natural. Did he earn your autograph?
He did.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
While Scotty's getting Don's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Don Barclay. Don't go away, please. We are back with Don Barclay. We talked about it at the top of the show, actually before your arrival. The pitch perfect thing. Was it fun? How was it?
Oh, it was a great experience. I mean, kind of one of a lifetime thing, and you know, to go out there and film the movie and then go to the premiere, I mean, it was definitely a cool experience.
All right, back to some football now, Donnie. We talked about free plays. Now, oddly enough, or ironically enough, sometimes they can be kind of free, because let's watch Houston when one of his guys jumps off sides, he just stops and pulls up, and that's
playoff.
A nice positive play, huh?
Yeah, playoff for me there.
Yeah. No, they truly are free in a sense. Now, something's got to happen downfield like this, but they are free in a sense, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive how his voice and really gets them to jump, and it's not like it's happened one time. This is multiple times that teams keep making this mistake and just taking advantage of it's great.
Something else about Aaron Rodgers, who you're referring to, is that when you're protecting him because of his mobility and so forth, sometimes you just don't know where he's at. I mean, you don't have eyes in your back of your head, and I would imagine the rule is you just stay with your guy no matter what's going on, no matter how he's reacting, and things will turn out okay. Is that what you got to think about?
Yeah. No, exactly right. I mean, Coach Campen always stresses, I mean, during the weeks we always practice, you know, you can't have a time clock in your head. You just got to keep blocking and blocking your guy till that play's over, like till the whistle blows. And because you never know where Ann's going to be in the pocket, he might roll out to get a certain route, and you just got to kind of just keep executing your job.
All right, thank you, Donnie. Coming up, we'll have questions for Don Barkley from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field in Trenton. Don't go away.
Thank you, Jordan Short. Don Barkley, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Angelina.
And what's your question, Angelina?
How hard is it to protect Aaron Rodgers?
That's a good question. It's a real honor to block for him, you know, being the great quarterback that he is. And I think the biggest thing is you want him to be successful, and for him to be successful, you got to execute your block. So as long as we stay on our blocks as linemen, we're going to let him do the work and make the touchdowns happen.
Beautiful. Next up we have
Jillian.
Jillian, what's your question?
What was the hardest part about filming the Pitch Perfect, like the dancing or the singing?
The hardest part was the hours. I mean, it was, like, no lie, it was about 10 in the morning to 1 in the morning. Just on and off. Like, you might get an hour break here and there, but just my feet were killing me afterwards.
How'd you kill the time?
Some hanging out in the trailers, you know, with different the cast, and just talking to people.
So he ain't saying. Okay, next up. Next up we have your name?
Max.
Max, what's your question?
Who was your favorite football player at growing up?
Growing up, I grew up in Pittsburgh, so it was Jerome Bettis, the running back. The bus, they called him. So, not that I was trying to be a running back, but just the way he went about the game and was good with the community and the way he played it with passion, I think was the biggest thing.
All right, next up we have
Peggy.
Peggy, what's your question?
I met your wife the other day in the pro shop, and I just wanted to know if you guys love living in Green Bay.
We do. We do, and she goes there quite a bit. You probably see her a lot. So. No, we do love it. No, we were just talking about this last night when we got home. I mean, it's such a good place. We got a 18-month-old, and it's just a good place to raise a kid. And, everyone's great. Everyone supports us. You know, not even just being a Packer. I mean, Packer or not, I mean, neighbor to neighbor, everyone's just great to each other. Whatever you need, you know, it's just like a big, close-knit family.
Thank you, Don, and thanks to our questioners. The excitement continues. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Favorite question was from Jillian, and she receives these fuzzy Packer anklet socks with a bonus prize. That's right, a 1983 NFC Pro Bowl card from Larry McCarron, and it's autographed!
It's just a joke. He said it with such conviction.
I felt it, Larry.
Thank you, Frankie. Coming up, some final and probably deep thoughts. Don't go away. Welcome back. One more time with Don Barkley. And Don, we talked earlier about your individual matchup with Justin Houston most of the time. And I thought your final repetition of pass protection against him spoke volumes. I mean, there's a guy that says, I'm raising the white flag. I couldn't beat this guy tonight. That's pretty cool.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that last play, I did watch that a couple of times last night. That felt pretty good. And, we just tried to bury him at the end there.
Very cool. Don, thank you so much for being here. Continued success.